What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. And I thought this song was really cool because it reminded me of some like classic rock slash progressive. Not the progressive music that you hear now. Old school progressive, like Kansas, yes. Mixed in with some Boston. I thought it was cool. And I found this song actually on the YouTube audio library. And this is where I'm going to start pulling songs from because I know they're safe. So there you have it. Oh, drum part. Oh, look at. Oh, that's great. I'm going to have to listen to that song in full here after we're done here. But what's going on? Again, Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. And today I want to talk about this new development with my business and something that I've been wanting for a long time, and that's a very strong referral partnership. And I'm finally getting some progress on that. And the business, the company that we're partnering with, is called Amaze Media Labs. And much like I was anticipating, it's a situation where two agencies are working together. One is feeding the other. One is outsourcing to the other, editing. Me being on the receiving end. And I've always really wanted that kind of relationship because one agency could feed me a lot of work from whatever podcasts they are editing. These are their clients. They're simply just outsourcing audio editing or video editing to me. Or we'll do audiograms, videograms, we'll do whatever they want. But I really saw this as an opportunity to get a lot of editing because I would say 85% of my revenue is on editing. That's where it's at for me and us at SRP. So that's something that I've always wanted because it's less work in a way too. If I have an agency feeding me audio editing from 3 to 4 different podcasts, well, those podcasts typically represent a client. A lot easier to take in one client that's feeding me a bunch of audio from various podcasts than it is to add 4 new clients. So I met this lady by the name of Hope Newman, gosh, probably 18 months ago. And she found me randomly. She just emailed me, "Hey, I was referred to you by so-and-so. I can't remember the name." And I have no idea who that person was. It's like they just fell from the heavens, right? So I get to meet this lady, and it's a startup for them. Amaze Media Labs at that point was new. It was a new startup, and they were looking for a producer. And I talked to them, and I met her partners. Like, we had a couple different meetings, and everything went very good, and I gave them price sheets, everything. I thought I pitched it well. And in typical fashion, it takes forever to get things moving, and you're following up, and you're not getting any feedback back. You're like, "Well, I guess that didn't happen." You know the drill with clients. Have a great interview / consultation, whatever you want to call it, and ghosted. And you follow up, you try to do the follow up weekly, and then after a month, go bi-weekly, and then after a month of that, then you go monthly, and all this, you know, this sales formula, which I struggle with because I feel like I'm bothering people. Nonetheless, eventually I heard back, and they kind of found a different producer. And I'm like, "All right, there it is, you know, is what it is. It happens all the time." Well, then I start following them on LinkedIn, and their producer they hired was a gentleman by the name of Matt Strout, who is like an icon. I don't want to say an icon. He's a pillar of the podcast community. He used to work for, I think he helped develop Stitcher. He's produced mega podcasts, big time producer. And I was like, "Oh, I get it now. They wanted someone at that level. Clearly, I'm not that person." So I got it. All was good. So after a couple months, I figured, you know what? Let's reach out to them and just pitch to them. Okay, I see that you've found an awesome producer. Just wanted to throw it out there. We would love to help you with any editing that you feel you need to outsource. As your client base fills up and it might be maxing your team out, if you need a place to outsource to, I would love to have that relationship with you and in essence be an editing house for you. And they picked up on it and they wanted to schedule a Zoom call. So I did. And in that Zoom call, I met a gentleman by the name of Casey. I can't remember his last name. So he's one of the producers in there, handling the overall flow of episodes and podcasts and what have you. So we had a great conversation and we kind of discussed what this might look like and what my rate would be and all these good things, and felt very confident after leaving that meeting. Okay, 4 to 6 weeks later of following up, I finally get a response. Right now, we don't have anything, but you're at the top of our list. We will absolutely most likely need you soon, but not at the moment. Okay, cool. Thanks for the update. That was all I needed. That helped. Fast forward another couple months. I just chime in to say hello. They say hi back. That's it. Just checking in. And then all of a sudden I wake up to an email from them. Derek, we're definitely going to have some work coming your way very soon. We want to make sure you'll have the availability. This is sort of what we are looking at. I hit back. Absolutely. We're ready to go. They're like, awesome. We'll set you up with we'll invite you into our project management platform. They use ClickUp. I use Monday, but they're all the same. And I found out ClickUp is a lot like Asana, has the same vibe as Asana. I really like it. But I'm like, man, awesome. Finally, this is going to happen. I don't hear from them for a few more weeks. Follow up again as a way to say hello, check in. And my angle on this was like, hey, just really wanted to see the status of things. I want to make sure that I have editors on board for you, in hopes that would kind of, you know, help me get more information from them on ETA. They were nice. They responded. No worries. We'll absolutely let you know ahead of time so you can get everything prepared, but it's close. The new stuff we're taking in is right at the end of the pipeline. And we will be in contact with you very soon. All right. I was happy with that. And then, boom. Do you have time to edit this episode in 36 hours? They sent me a bunch of files, project files for this one recording. They button it up really nice. Everything's in a folder. But they need it in like 36 hours. I'm thinking to myself, where was the... in essence, promised that they'd give me plenty of time to prepare for this. So, okay. So I get one of my editors on board with this, and we knock it out, and did everything we could. And learning ClickUp and their process and how they run their edit notes and also the editing. And it's pretty basic editing. It's scrub editing with some edit notes, adding on different assets. No big deal. Editor didn't have any issues with it. All was well. So we submitted that one. We had to fix something. We did miss one little thing. No big deal. That episode's still in review with their client. So Amaze Media is sort of that middle point. The client gives them the audio. They give us the audio. We send it back to Amaze. And then they have to get approval from their client. Whether their client even knows that their stuff's being outsourced to me and my agency doesn't really matter. They might know, but I know a lot of my clients don't know that they know that I'm not editing, but they don't know if their editing is with one editor or throwing it around to different editors. They just understand shit's going to get done. As long as it sounds good, they're happy. Regardless of the relationship Amaze Media has with their clients, doesn't matter. All I care about is what I get, right? So we hammer that away, and then boom, another episode from a second podcast. And they wanted it like crazy turnaround again. Finally, I pushed back a little bit. I'm like, hey, we absolutely can do this, but we need to come to an agreement on timeline and turnaround. And at the very minimum, I need at least 48 hours over business days. And they understood, and they totally got it. And I was grateful for that. So we got 2 days to do that one. They hit us with a third episode from a third podcast. This is a brand new podcast they're launching. So we get episode one. And they literally sent it to me, like, let's say 1 o'clock yesterday as I record this. And they wanted it. So this I'm recording this on Tuesday. So yesterday on Monday, they sent me the files at 1 o'clock, and they wanted it back Wednesday at 1 o'clock. I mean, they gave me exactly 48 hours, which I thought was really funny. It's like, okay, that's what I pushed out there, and all is good. But it's amazing to finally have this partnership, and I hope it continues. I'm always fearful of, you know, these types of things disappearing because they just need me now. But is it because they have an editor on vacation, or are they really starting to get some overflow that they don't want to hire new editors for, and they're just going to start outsourcing? I hope it's the latter. The fact that I got episode one of a new podcast is encouraging, because that means that they are including us right from the get-go on that one. That's a good sign. So I don't know how many podcasts they handle, but so far we've edited for 3 different podcasts in a span of 10 days. So that's exciting. That's going to really help with my revenue. And it's less of a headache than dealing with 3 new clients. It's 1 new partnership feeding me stuff. Outstanding. So that's where things are going right now. Very exciting. I'd love to hear your thoughts on if you have any partnerships. You know, please reach out to me, Instagram at The Real Hernando. Plus you can, what am I saying? That's a different podcast altogether. That's where I should edit, but fuck it, I'm not editing. Go to at The Producer's Journal on Instagram, and you can find my website, shelbyrealproductions.com. Either way, you can send me an email or a direct message to those platforms, and I'd love to hear from you. So, I forgot this last time. This is radio, right? There's the epic keyboards again. I'm getting better at this. I should have been doing that call to action now over the music. But is what it is. Learning as I go. Hopefully you've made it this far. This is a new podcast, so downloads are obviously pretty low. So spread the word, tell a friend, tell a family member, and let's grow together. So till next time, have a great day.